This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. A good number of us just don't work the way we used to. That is the number one change that the pandemic's had on the American labor force. Most of us don't work the way we used to, and we don't work where we used to. Those who can are choosing to work from home or elsewhere, but in any case, remotely, not in an office. Seattle, Washington, it turns out, is number two nationally for the biggest share of people working remotely, so says the Census Bureau. And it won't surprise that in that city, there has thus been more demand for co-working spaces. Audrey Hoyt owns the Pioneer Collective. That's an independent co-working space in Seattle and Tacoma.
Business is going quite well, actually. I say quite just because it's been so challenging to navigate the last 3 years for us. And so it's always scary to acknowledge that like things are good right at this moment. We've had a huge increase in co-working memberships and demand for that, as well as meeting room rentals. And I'm in one of our spaces today, and there's a lot of people in here, and it feels really good to kind of have that dynamic activity again. I'd say in Seattle, it's been very quiet. It's been a slow restart here as far as people going back to the office. We have one business in downtown Seattle, one of our locations, and it's been a really quiet 2 years as far as foot traffic in the neighborhood and office workers in the area. Co-working, on the other hand, like individuals coming in and utilizing our spaces, we still have a lot of people doing that sort of thing. My husband and I started this business 7 years ago. We're the only owners, and dealing with trying to survive during the pandemic and navigate any sort of opportunity to help us stay afloat, but then all of the paperwork and administration of that sort of thing, coupled with increased competition just from, you know, larger operators. We are definitely noticing rising costs of all of our supplies. Inflation's big for us, and we're noticing with our members and customer base, they are concerned about rising costs. They're more reluctant to commit to things and are citing those effects as far as, you know, we have a lot of individuals who say they've had a change in financial circumstances and absolutely love the space, but can't afford to keep being a part of it and paying for a membership. I certainly hope that small businesses will survive, particularly brick and mortar. I think brick and mortar is what's been really hit in a city like Seattle, and that totally disappoints me because I feel like brick and mortar businesses that are small and local create the fabric of our communities. I am also really hopeful from watching our customer base. People are so wonderfully supportive, and they care about trying to figure out how we can support and maintain smaller businesses and unique local shops. So I'm really, really hopeful that, you know, as a community, we all come out and figure out ways to just keep our neighborhoods thriving.